This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. Grassy, fruity, nutty, floral, bitter, peppery, herbaceous. All words used to describe the unctuous juice that flows from ripe olives after being pressed. Olive oil is a staple ingredient in the Mediterranean, where it is favored over butter as a cooking fat and a condiment. Olive oil enjoys notoriety in the U.S. for being a healthy fat, a heart-healthy alternative to butter, and a delicious ingredient for cooking, seasoning, and dipping into. A recent New York Times graphic claimed that a study found that 69% of extra virgin olive oil exported by Italy to the U.S. and other countries does not actually meet the standards to be accurately labeled as extra virgin. The study suggested that the oils had been adulterated with cheaper, refined olive oil, other types of vegetable oils, or were of substandard poor quality because they were made from damaged or overripe olives. There has been much controversy surrounding the article, including a public rejection of the graphic's quote, broad generalization in the op-ed section of the New York Times from the North American Olive Oil Association. So what's all the fuss about? Certified olive oil taster and educator, Catherine Thomagen, helps us set the record straight.
From my perspective, the kind of cartoon infographic that was in the New York Times definitely has an element of truth to it. There is a big problem with mislabeled and fraudulently labeled olive oil coming into this country. And it makes it very confusing to figure out how to buy olive oil. And olive oil is a mysterious product to a lot of people anyway. People use it in their kitchens all the time, but it's not common for people to necessarily know how it's produced and what makes it of high quality or not. But it's frustrating when you see negative opinions like this or negative reporting such as the New York Times cartoon without anything that empowers people to buy the right thing or to go out and seek out the right thing. So it just kind of has a negative tone and it doesn't help the situation at all. I guess awareness is good, but I think what was missing from that is some tips on how to find authentic extra virgin olive oil.
U.S. olive oil producers who are frustrated with the less than pure imported olive oil making its way into the U.S. are asking the government to get involved by imposing stricter standards on the imports. The producers are disappointed that the new farm bill signed by President Obama does not include any language regarding olive oil standards, and are now aggressively lobbying and holding olive oil tasting for members of Congress. For those looking to get an in-depth knowledge of how to correctly taste olive oil, Catherine Thomagen is the co-organizer of an intensive training course taking place in March at Mario Batali's restaurant Del Posto. The course is being led by Italy's National Organization of Olive Oil Tasters and culminates with tasting certifications for those who attend. In the meantime, Catherine is equipped with four great tips that she encourages people to use when choosing a good quality extra virgin olive oil.
The first thing is look for a harvest date on the bottle, and if it's more than 2 years old, put it back on the shelf. Tip number two is to look for certified oils. Here domestically, the California Olive Oil Council and the University of California at Davis certify extra virgin olive oils. And if you're looking at imported olive oils in Europe, you can look for DOP or IGP certifications. Number three is to find a retailer that you trust. Supermarket shelves are really tricky, but there's more and more excellent specialty stores that are getting in wonderful oils. And then the fourth one is to learn how to taste olive oil so that you can taste the difference between the real stuff and the fake stuff.
That sounds good to us. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Presidential Pardon by Tax Star. Thanks for listening.